This week on Stuck in Beta.
It's almost May, and my neighbor still has her Christmas lights up.
While they're living in the past, we're doing the hard work establishing the ultimate post-lawn mowing ritual.
We're fueling up with Elysian juice dust and Walmart's surprisingly decent crumble cookies. Knockoff of crumble cookies.
Yeah. We recap the Four Hands 420 party, check out the Coyote vs. Acme and Clayface trailers, and dive into the Game Changers documentaries.
Plus, we take a trip back 30 years to the 1996 Ska Explosion, Voodoo Glow Skull, Sublime, and the soundtrack of your youth, our youth.
And over in Shop Talk, it's all about property rehab, painting, flooring, and Josh's adventures in sweating pipes without burning the house down.
It's Stuck in Beta time. Press play. Hey, welcome to Stuck in Beta. This is Greg. This is Greg. This is me.
This is Josh here checking in.
Oh, I said it like that. How you doing? Another week.
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, I guess.
Yeah.
It's, it's raining outside and...
No, it's really nice right now.
Oh, well.
It rained earlier and stopped, so we're
Well, they
we're
don't
dry.
Know that. We could.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Who knows when this will be seen or heard or anything like that.
3 weeks from now, yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
We're just talking to ourselves.
Yep. That's what we do. We talk to ourselves.
Yep.
But today, while we're talking to ourselves, we're going to drink a little beer, and it's...
It's not a little beer.
Well, no. It's 19.2 ounces of beer.
Yeah. This is a big one.
That's
what she said.
Yeah, the... Elysian Juice Dust, a juicy IPA.
Yep.
So I know.
You want me to pour it?
Sure, go ahead. I got glasses out for a stout, and then.
Oh yeah.
But whatever, we're fine.
This has the circumference of a 12-ounce can, a typical can, but it's what would you
like
say?
Stretched out.
Yeah, stretched out. It's probably almost double. Well, almost double because.
Well,
double
see.
Would be
Does
24
it,
ounces.
You can see how high that's where a normal 12.
Spill it. Yeah. Yeah, it's almost double the height.
Yeah.
I guess another, 4 ounces it would be a little bit taller.
I don't know why they couldn't make it a little bit bigger to make it an even 20 ounce or, you know.
Have you seen the paint cans that are like... I don't know, three paint cans together. I don't know. I think I may have poured myself way more.
Yeah.
I'm going to switch you.
Oh, okay. It doesn't matter.
Well, it's your beer.
Okay.
Have you seen the paint cans, though, that are like this tall? And I'm probably, what is that, about 16 inches or so? It's like three paint cans in one container.
Kind of like stacked on top of each other?
Yeah, it's like the normal circumference of a paint can, but they're like, they're really tall. And they're being marketed to be able to paint, well, I guess paint longer, but also paint in like larger swaths. So the sprayer will spray like 12 inches wide instead of your typical like six
inches. Meant for a sprayer to be able to.
No, it's like regular spray paint. Like, you know, you hold it. And,
oh.
But it's really
spray,
tall.
So, I'm spitting. Sorry. Spray paint like a... Oh, okay.
It's like an aerosol can.
I was thinking like the gallon paint and then stacked up. I'm like, what kind of ridiculousness? Why don't they have the five gallon buckets if you want that much paint?
Well, this went off the rails in a hurry. But I was just saying that this can reminded me of that because it's the same circumference as a 12-ounce.
A little bigger, it could be like a Pringles can.
Yeah, true. This thing looks very...
Smells really good.
Looks very juicy. Yeah,
powered by vibrant burst of real orange juice, juice dust IPA corkscrews through space on waves of citrus and notes of street sweet tropical fruit.
Street sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. And yeah, it's heavy.
It's more bitter than I would imagine.
Yeah, it says that on, I guess I looked at it on AI, and it says slight bitter aftertaste.
Yeah, you get the very bitter orange peel after.
Yeah.
But you do get like orange juice, but then it's kind of, it's more grape juice. How grape juice has that bitterness.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of some sort of cocktail. I can't think of what it is. I don't, I'm not that familiar with them, but something that is got that tropical feel to it. Cause it just, it almost seems like it's, I mean, it is, I guess, heavy ABV,
8.2, 73 IBU.
It's not too bad. It's, I wouldn't call it refreshing necessarily, but
I wouldn't call it refreshing.
I mean, you know, from the aspect that it's, yeah, it is heavy ABV and got that bitterness on the back end.
Yeah. And I guess this is a take on, cause they have Space Dust. So is, I mean, I guess they're just using that phrasing, juice yeah. dust.
Now you sent me a picture the other day of the, what is it? The garage beer that we had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you had it again. Was it yesterday after you were finished cutting the grass?
Yeah. Or
doing something.
Or grilling. I was grilling yeah. and I don't know what, I don't know what it is. Some activities you just crave a beer, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And one of them for me is when I'm out on the deck, it's a sunny day.
Uh-huh.
You're grilling. I'm like, you know, I need a beer, you know?
Oh yeah. I know that. I get that exact same feeling.
And that garage beer is perfect for that. Cause it's real. It's a light, you know, it's a light beer,
mm-hmm.
but it, and it delivers on flavor. So
yeah. Yeah. I need to look for that myself and have that on hand.
Yeah. 12 packs of it. I bet Lori would get flashbacks to Bud Light Lime.
Right.
Cause that used to be her, that used to be her,
her jam. Go-to, yeah.
Yeah. This, on the other hand, it's fine. It's a very, like I said, it's a very bitter orange, and it's very heavy
yeah.
for an IPA. I'm glad we're splitting this big can.
I was just going to say the same thing. I couldn't imagine drinking the full 19 ounces of it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Some of these hot, like, don't get me wrong, there's some flavor in when you get sometimes the higher ABV, but sometimes it's a little too much.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe I'm just getting too old.
I know, I know. We're both getting to that point. What was the one that I sent you the other day that I'm really enjoying a lot? It's a more local brewery.
Was that a Boulevard?
No.
Oh, Logboat.
Yeah, Logboat.
Lookout, American Pale Ale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's really nice. I think I like the American Pale Ales nowadays better than the IPAs.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'd give this one like a B minus.
Yeah, not my favorite, but, you know.
How did you get this, by the way? You just have the one?
I think I have two of them. They were where I got the garage beer the past week. That's where I picked up. What was it? The MSD, that
liquor store.
Liquor store, that kind of.
And vape shop, probably.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway.
All your vices for half the prices.
Right. I agree, though. It's kind of a B minus for me, too.
Now, they show here on the AI overview through Google, it shows that they are available in 12-ounce cans. So I guess you don't necessarily have to get it in a 19.
Well,
anyway,
yeah, if you want to drink it in a paper bag, there you go.
Yep. So what have you been up to?
Well, speaking of drinking and, well, I guess, so this weekend we had a little date night, me and the wife.
Yeah.
She wanted to do this thing. There's this area called The District, which has Four Hands Brewery, mm-hmm. Steve's Hot Dogs. There's a bunch of different things to do.
High Point.
Yeah. They have a huge screen to watch, you know, games and stuff outside. So it's a nice environment to just hang out. We gotta get the gang together and just hang out there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or just you, me, and Mike.
Yeah.
But either way, you know, I think it'd be fun. We did this thing called is it Candle Fusion? I just remember Candle Fusion Studio, maybe.
Okay.
shoot, you go and you,
yep,
you literally make a candle. But the big thing about it is you have all these different aromas and scents that you can choose from, and you kind of mix your own scent. So I ended up making I was going for a dreamsicle with orange and vanilla and coconut, but I didn't use orange. I used volcano fruit, which I didn't even know that's a thing, but it's a kind of citrusy. Anyway, the candle smells good, but it smells like a tropical drink.
Okay.
And then you get to name it too afterwards. Yeah. And then Molly made hers, ended up being bourbon, coffee, and almond together.
Oh, really?
And hers smells really good too. Like at this time of year, my favorite scents for candles are the fall scents. Like
this time of year?
No. So it doesn't really make sense at this time of year. I like the apples and cinnamon and leaves.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah, me too.
Like all that type smell. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to really do that, even though that's my favorite.
So is it those three waxes come together and blend them?
No, so you get all the, you have, you know, like, is it called a jigger that you use to pour shots to measure shots?
I think so, yeah.
It literally looks like that, a metal one.
Mm-hmm.
And you have these things of, it's kind of like an oil. It's a liquid that you add to that, and you have to fill it to a line. So you keep adding drops and then smelling and keep adding.
Oh, interesting.
Then at the end, they fill your candle, what container you're going to use, with the wax, and then you add that, your scents, and you mix it up really good.
That's cool.
So it's interesting, kind of expensive, so we probably wouldn't do it again, but it was, kind of a neat experience.
It's funny that these kind of places exist now. I don't know if anything like this, you think back to, let's say, whenever we were kids, 30, 40 years ago, did places like this even exist? Was there even a market for this kind of entertainment?
Well, and that's, I don't even know if it is now because the place is empty.
Oh, really?
Now, I don't know if we caught them at a bad time or they even said when we walked in, oh, do you have a reservation? No, but it was completely empty. And you could just find a table wherever. And then at one point, two girls came in and they did some candles too. But I don't know. Maybe it's busier at other times, but
yeah, it shows that there's at least two in the St. Louis area.
Yeah,
two locations.
I think there's one in the not the factory. What's the
Foundry?
Foundry.
Yeah.
Foundry area.
I was thinking about the place that Lori and Lexi went to. I think it was a week or so ago, right here in Festus. They went to this new place that opened up. It's like a pottery painting place or something. Which they've done this before at some other location. But again, I was like, are you making the pottery? No.
You're just painting it.
Yeah. I'm like, that's, I don't know. I shouldn't judge, but I think that's kind of lame. Like, if you were actually going and making something and then painting it.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool. But to paint somebody else's creation and then whatever they do to it. I forget what that's called on the back end where
they
make
do
it,
the glazing.
Glazing.
And I mean, the kids, for Millie's birthday, they did that.
Yeah.
Like, Peter painted a turtle, and Millie did an elephant, and they have them somewhere. I think the turtle's out. I don't know what Millie did with the elephant.
Was that here, the one in Festus?
No, it was before that one opened up.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they look nice when they're done, but I don't know. It's just an experience, I guess.
I guess. Yeah, but again, I don't know that those kind of things existed. Just a couple decades ago.
We did that in art class in elementary school, but we made, remember, you'd make the little jar or whatever you're making.
That's what I do remember.
Clay pots.
I remember hearing about, or there being like pottery studios whenever we were younger. I don't know where the closest one was, but I think it was something you could do as an adult. But you would actually have to go and make the thing. I think it wasn't.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just funny how, and even you mentioned there at the location that you were at, around the corner is where that game room is that I've been to a couple of times.
Yeah, it's right across from game room. That this place, and I was talking to Molly. I said, "Yeah, Josh says this is really fun, and we really like that." And I go, "We got to get everyone together and do this sometime, because I think it takes, you need to have at least 6 people."
Yeah, something like that.
To do it, so yeah.
It's funny though, you know, those kind of places. You got that. You have escape rooms. I mean, like all different.
Yeah.
Varieties and variations of entertainment that we have at our disposal. And
well, and like that. So we have an escape room on Main Street, and we've been to it maybe 3-4 times or something, and we enjoy it every time. But I think it's been a year, 2 years since it's been there last. And I'm wondering how well they do. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, there must be, you know, an ongoing continuous market for this kind of stuff, because it does seem like these places stay in business.
It's a good date night thing, I guess.
Yeah.
That type stuff.
Absolutely.
So while we were out there, I had to stop by Four Hands. I was looking for the Voltron that I'm missing. They don't have it.
Yeah.
But they do have a really neat Voltron shirt. Did I send you that?
No, I don't think so.
It's maybe I sent it to Molly, but it's a, oh man, let me see if I find it for you. Oh, damn it.
I cannot see my mouse on my screen for some reason. That's weird.
Oh my gosh.
Let's just have some dead air space.
Dead air right here. Oh, here's, look at that. It's got,
oh, that's pretty cool.
It's a button-down shirt, and it's got all the lions all over it.
Hmm.
So it's like cool. A repeating pattern. But they had lots of cool merchandise. One thing, so that it's Citywide's anniversary, 10-year. So they had the barbecue. They had the barbecue sauce. They had mustard. They had a Fitz's root beer. There was like 4 different things. So I was like, it'd be neat to have all these and try them. But then, and they weren't too much on their own. Like the barbecue sauce, maybe $5, the mustard $3, or whatever it was. But they had like these gift box bags or baskets, and they're wrapped up. They had each of the Citywide things along with the 4-pack. And the stuff they had in there was probably about $20, $25 altogether. And I asked how much it was. Take a guess at how much that was.
$50.
Yeah. So while we were there, it wasn't quite 420, but they were in a 420 celebration.
Yeah.
All their cannabis type drinks were only $4.20. So I like. Now, I've had this before, long ago, the, what is the name?
Oh, no.
What is the name of it?
A beer?
Yeah, the beer. It's like a little,
We'll edit all this out.
Yeah, sure we will. Here, I will find, what the heck is it? Contact High.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good night. Contact High. So we've had that before. It's,
yeah.
I mean, that's been around for 10,
yeah.
15
oh, yeah,
years maybe. I think even longer than Citywide maybe.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So they had that as part of that.
Oh, nice.
$4.20. I'm like, all right, let me, you know.
Does that have any kind of cannabis in it?
So
I didn't know
I
that.
I didn't. No, I don't think it does either. Until the next morning, I wake up, and I mean, I guess I was feeling good, like a regular, you know, I had two beers.
Both contact high?
Both contact high, because, you know, I'm a bargain hunter. Yeah. And, you know, that was the cheapest.
Yeah.
And we were sitting outside watching the game on the big TV, too, so that was kind of fun.
Uh-huh.
So when I went pee that night, or it was either the next morning, I guess, it smelled like, you know, skunk. Like,
really?
It was like a big pungent, like someone from the, you know, the someone who's been smoking a lot.
Is that what happens whenever you smoke that stuff?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, I don't either.
So I'm not. I don't know any of that, but I do know that it sure smelled like it. And I think Molly looked it up, and I think Contact High now has THC or something in it now. I don't know. So anyway, there you go.
Let's see. Yes, it is possible for urine to have a distinct smell of marijuana after consumption. When cannabis is consumed, the body metabolizes its components, and these byproducts are excreted through urine, which can lead to a recognizable odor. Huh. I never knew that.
I thought I was just having a beer, but yeah. I don't know. I didn't feel any different, but it was
drugged.
Enjoyable. I was drugged.
Hopefully Molly didn't take advantage of you.
No. Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember anything.
Blacked out. Oh, that's
so
funny.
Yeah, it was a good time just hanging out up there. You know.
Well, that's good. I can honestly say I was going back through the past week to see what I've been up to, if anything, and it's been a pretty blah week. I was talking to Lori. I'm like, man, I don't really have much to talk about. I've been working on this damn rental property for the last, I mean, it's not like a broken record at this point. I worked on it 3 days this week, but then the other, like over the weekend, I should say 4 days since we talked last, because Saturday, Lori and I went there and we painted two rooms and a bathroom, and that took us like 7 or 8 hours. And then Sunday was like mow the grass and just do stuff around the house day. And then Monday, I don't even know what the heck I did. It was just kind of like a blur. And then
maybe you were drinking some contact high.
And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I was back at that house working on it quite a bit. I'm trying to finish it by the end of next week so that the lady can move back in. But I had some fun with plumbing that I'll get to in shop talk whenever we get to that segment.
Oh, okay.
But no real highlights for me this week, unfortunately. I saw you had something about Christmas lights on here.
Well, before that, remember when you were going home last week and the neighbor kid, he was riding his bike and like,
oh yeah,
he was like, oh good, way to go, Brooks,
yeah.
All right, or whatever. Well, my kids came home that night, and, well, so, what was it, the night before I accidentally ran over his training wheel?
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
And, I mean, so they ended up coming off his bike. So, the funny thing was, I guess that's all the motivation they needed, seeing the neighbor kid like
that's
that. Funny. Both of them learned how to ride their bikes this weekend.
No kidding.
Yeah. Millie had, she was on like, I mean, she hadn't been on her bike in years.
Yeah.
Because she refused. I don't know what, I guess because Peter was learning, she couldn't let her little brother.
Huh.
And she got on it and started picking it up just like that, you know.
Wow, that's cool.
So it was really cool because we just took off the training wheels on both of them. Have at it, you know. And they, because it almost worked better than actually holding on the back and going, you know, I'm scared, you know.
Yeah.
Just doing it themselves. And Millie's bike was way too small, so we ended up finding her one on Facebook Marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
And it needed a little work, but.
So they're just riding around here in the cul-de-sac and on
the
street?
Yeah, just like we got a little straightaway. Yeah, just that road. But
it's funny because I'm pretty sure I've been around whenever you've said something to the kids about riding a bike and they're like, no.
Yeah, I know. And Yeah, Millie definitely. And now you can't get her off that bike.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
That's funny. That's cool, though. Have you thought about taking them somewhere to, like, have more space to ride? I mean, obviously, they're just, like, kind of brand new at it, but, like, somewhere where they could ride on a trail, or not a dirt trail, but, like, a paved trail or anything.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, even at the West City Park, they got a
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good location.
Trail. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could ride around that, and they can't really get too far out of sight.
Right. I know Peter would ride on his training wheels on that, because Molly took him up there a few times with Ruby,
mm-hmm.
and he would ride his bike. So yeah, that's an idea.
And so, then, well, so tell me about the Christmas lights.
Do you see the house when you enter our subdivision? It is, let's see, it is April 24th, uh-huh. so almost May.
Yeah.
4 months after Christmas.
Is that the older house? Like, not the one that's in your subdeision, but is it like the older one at the
with
entrance?
With the deer in front of it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
They always, every year, like, you're like, oh, I guess they're not doing Christmas lights. And then, like, for some reason, like a week before Christmas, or, you know, it's very short time before, they decide, hey, we're going to put up Christmas lights.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you jerk. I know they're not coming down forever. Every year it's like this. This seems like it's longer than normal, though.
So they're outside of your subdivision, though. They're not.
They're not in, so it couldn't be something you get the HOA involved.
Do you have any rules against that in your HOA here in the subdivision?
God, I hope so. I don't know, because there was a guy, the house that's for sale or whatever in the, I think it got sold, but I swear it was like August he had his up.
Yeah.
And the only reason, I think the wind finally blew a lot of them down. That's the only reason why they came down.
There might be a couple houses in my subdivision that have theirs up. I don't know. I haven't really paid too close of attention, but I don't know that that's a rule in our HOA. I mean, I'm on the HOA. That's like, could be a completely separate tangent, but I don't know that there's any rule or anything against it. And now people are starting to put those in their soffits, like lights.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I don't really have a problem with that.
They change the colors for whatever season.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's St. Patrick's Day. It'll be all green.
But the neighbor across the cul-de-sac from me that I've probably complained about in the past to you, we had bulk trash pickup day probably like 3 weeks ago, and he put this whole huge, like, massive hot tub out in the cul-de-sac, at the edge of his property to be hauled away for bulk trash. I knew looking at it, common sense,
there's no way.
And so when it's bulk trash, it's typically two guys will come around, and they have a big like dumpster on the front of the truck that they can throw stuff in, and then they lift it up and over, and it goes into the back and it's smashed up. There's no way to get a giant hot tub in there. So
750-pound hot tub, whatever it is.
So I actually watched whenever they came through. I was home that day, and they were like walked up to it, and you could see them just kind of like shaking their head, putting their hands up, and they took what they could, like the cover and all that, and threw it in their in their truck. And then it just sat there, and it's been sitting there for the last 3 weeks, and I was about ready to say something to him, and I got home yesterday, and he's got it propped up on I guess he used some kind of lever or something to prop it up on these like rolling things, pipe. And then he had a trailer, utility trailer out there, and I guess he got it up on the trailer. So Lori this morning, she's like, is that thing gone finally? And I'm like, oh yeah, it is. And I look a little closer, and I'm like, oh man, his truck is backed up into his yard with the utility trailer on it, with the hot tub on the back of the utility trailer.
Man.
Like, damn it. This guy, he's the kind of guy who should not live in a subdivision. He should be out in the country somewhere on like 5 or 10 acres.
Where he has like 17 cars not running in the yard. And
yep.
Oh, I probably have the part you're looking for.
He doesn't want to let go of anything.
Yeah.
He, at one point,
a whole pole barn full of just trash.
Yeah. I've talked to him a few times. Like, he's got, I mean, his house is you know, typical ranch with a two-car garage up front. And he can't even hardly walk in there. It's so full of stuff that he's collected from either. I think he, at one point he mentioned like his dad passed away and he got like all his stuff. And he's always talking to me about deals that he found on Facebook, on Marketplace. Like, oh man, I got this for only $100, or I got this for free, or, you know, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, well, what are you going to do with it? It's just added to your collection of stuff. I don't know.
Pass it up.
Yeah. But it's funny. I know. So I feel your pain.
Yeah. I mean, and I have no idea if our HOA has that, but that's a big pet peeve of mine. And I know that's probably not just me. That's a lot of people that it just is such a simple task. You got them up.
Yeah.
I know Molly before, she said, well, maybe someone else put them up for them. And I go, well, then they need to get out here and take them down.
Yeah. I don't even put them up on the house anymore. Just, I mean, partly for that reason.
You know me when it comes to that stuff. I'm very quick about getting it down once it's.
Yeah.
Although
yeah,
I get it up pretty early too, but.
You're taking it down on day after Christmas.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. If Molly lets me, yeah.
So we were talking about lawn mowing earlier, and you sent this AI that I read through. And...
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you do after? So I mowed the lawn. I do this a lot. After, I don't know if I'm predisposed, just being a guy, that's something in our DNA that you mow the lawn, and then you just sit there and stare at it, you know? Like, yeah. But I was reading this, and it kind of makes sense. It says it gives you a sense of control, gives you exert control over a small piece of nature, creating order, symmetry, and neatness in your surroundings. Instant gratification, provides a clear, visible, immediate improvement, and mental therapy. Mm-hmm. It's described as meditative, or meditation with horsepower, allows them to zone out, process their thoughts. According to studies, the scent of fresh cut grass actually releases chemicals that helps reduce stress and a sense of accomplishment. That's a lot of that is with me. For me, it's like, it's done. It looks really nice. I've got, you know, another week or two where I don't have to worry about this, you know.
Well, not this time of year.
Yeah, this time of year it'll grow back.
Maybe,
in a week.
Yeah,
but
less than a week.
But yeah, it's always, especially like I mowed mine yesterday and I was like, right before the rain, you know.
Yeah.
And
then that's perfect timing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just something I always, and I remember my dad even doing that when after he'd mow.
Sitting back and looking at it?
Just sitting back and look at it. I go, what are you doing? I just enjoy nature, you know.
I mean, yeah, there's something to be said for just basically doing nothing and just being happy with the accomplishment that you've just made. And, I mean, it is your, like, you know, your home, your property.
Yeah.
And that always, I mean, going back to our last conversation with the people and how they let their houses go or whatever, it's like, I've always, and this kind of sounds super judgy, but I never understood people that don't take pride in their home ownership. It's like, that's where you live. That's the most important space that you have.
Your biggest investment, you know?
Yeah. Why let it be horrible or, you know, go to crap? But the one thing on this list that I really noticed years ago, and I probably have gotten rid of it, or gotten away from it, I should say, is the like peaceful escape. And I think this probably hit me more whenever back in the day whenever my kids were young, and it was always like there was always some kind of like noise and commotion and all that. So I remember even telling Lori that this was years ago whenever I didn't even wear earplugs or earbuds or anything
really?
Like that.
You just listened to the
yeah. But I remember getting lost in my thoughts back then, and to the point where I'd come up with some, I always felt like I'd had my best ideas, or I would have like a moment of clarity. And I would come in and I would say, oh, I was thinking of this whenever I was mowing the grass.
You know?
That was a very common occurrence at home. But now as time has gone on, I feel like I have my earbuds in and I'm listening to podcast. Like it even says it on here, like listening to podcasts or music. And I do that more now. And I probably just need to put my earbuds in for hearing protection and just listen to nothing but my own thoughts and see where it takes me.
See, I listen to music, but I still have, like, that's where ideas come. I feel mowing the lawn and in showers. Yeah. That's, like, the time I come up with something. Because usually, I know it, I'll take a shower at night, and when I get out, I go, hey, Molly, you know, I don't know. It's just when my brain decides to finally function for
well, you're not distracted by anything else. There's no kids running around screaming or whatever. There's no other voices that are being that you're listening to. It's just your own.
Yeah,
that's really interesting. I agree with you. One thing though, I will say too, I don't know if this has changed for you at all, but I feel like at this point in my life, and especially as it's going to get hotter, the chore of mowing grass I don't enjoy as much because I get so damn sweaty and I like, oh, I feel so gross. And I have a push mower, but it's self-propelled, so it's not like I'm exerting a tremendous amount of energy. My yard is a little bit bigger, but it's funny that, again, going to sound judgy, but there's people in my subdivision that have yards about the size of yours that are on riding mowers.
Yeah, I don't see how, because I know Molly's dad has offered, I think when her grandma died or some, there was an extra riding mower. He's like, would you want, I go.
It'd be such a pain.
I go, I don't know how I would do that. I go, no. I don't know if it would fit. First of all, through the gate to get to the backyard, but then I'd still have to go over it in sections with a push mower that I go, it's not worth it.
No.
You know,
I had a riding mower for our yard years ago, and it was on the smaller side, the mower was. And I remember not being able to like get around something and then needing to like go down and make a wider turn so that I could come back and get the spot that I just couldn't get to.
Yeah.
And last night I was taking a walk through our subdivision, and there was this guy on like a John Deere tractor in his front yard that's seriously the same size as yours, and he's going around trying to get all the area around his tree in his front yard, and he's making like multiple passes. He's like doing donuts around his tree because it's not zero turn, you know, it's a tractor. And I'm like, what a waste of time. Like,
yeah.
And
space, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's probably got half of his garage is taken up by that.
I know, man, when I mowed grass, because I worked at Shriners Hospital and in the maintenance department, I would mow grass. They had one of those, it was a walk behind, but it had like, it had zero turn to it, but it had like, you'd ride on like a stand up little.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Thing. And that thing was great. That thing would go everywhere a regular push mower would, and I really enjoyed it.
They flew, right? Probably like 20 or 30 miles an hour.
That thing was awesome. I love mowing the lawn with that. It's funny how, like, when I went to work to do it, I was like, oh yeah, I'll do that, because usually by the time I'm done with one section, this section would be ready to mow again. It'd be like a week.
Yeah, well, it's such a huge property.
Like, yeah,
lots of acreage, I guess, there.
Yeah.
So you're just mowing all the time?
Then? I don't know. It's funny because I enjoyed it because I knew no one was going to bother me, and I get to listen to my music, you know.
My middle son, Eli, just got a job with the Hillsborough city, I guess, like Parks and Recreation, but Public Works.
Yeah.
And he started 2 weeks ago, and he's doing stuff like that, and man, they have such amazing benefits. But I was talking to him yesterday, and he's like, they don't have really doing stuff. But he has to go around and like check the meters and stuff like that. Like all this stuff, it's like pretty, it's pretty effortless, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that sounds like a great job.
Yeah.
But he's mowing grass and picking up, you know, sticks and stuff at the park and that kind of stuff. I'm like, that's a pretty good job.
Yeah. Probably don't have you on some sort of time crunch either, you know?
No, and that's the thing. He said he was kind of describing his day, and he's like, yeah, we all get into the shop, which is, the spot where they all get together, and they have trucks and stuff that they go out to the jobs they have to do. He's like, we sit there for like a half an hour, and everybody's like still, sounds like everybody's still waking up.
Drink your coffee.
And yeah. And then their work, they get their work orders for the day.
I guess it's time to start doing some work. And then 2 hours later, it's about time for lunch.
Yeah, he said that the I don't know what it is, the city administrator or whatever, is taking him out to lunch 4 times in the 2 weeks that he's been there.
Oh, yeah?
And they just go to like local restaurants. But I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's really great. But like, is that where my tax money is going?
Buy you food?
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad. And our other friends, Mike and Tammy, they're both of their sons.
Are with Festus.
Yeah, Festus City.
And I complain about the city all the time. Are they tearing up the road again? Only to repair it poorly?
Yeah, they seem to really enjoy their jobs. So, I don't know. Yeah. Something to be said for government job.
There you go. Well, hey, have you ever had
snacks theme song? Cashews,
almonds, me and nuts.
That was cut off quick.
I know. I meant to hit the fade out. I didn't.
Holy crap, those are huge.
Those are big, aren't they? Yeah. Thank you. They're cookies. Have you ever been to Crumble Cookie?
Yeah.
Have you ever had? Uh-huh. So this is kind of Walmart has a knockoff of Crumble Cookie. There's several different flavors. I only got there's a chocolate chunk like. And confetti birthday cake. Why can't this
see that confetti birthday cake? It looks like Christmas to me. It's like red and I see blue in there. Yeah, I guess it's multiple.
So these seem bigger than Crumble, and for this 2-pack, it was $5. So it's pretty inexpensive for what you get.
Mm-hmm.
For if you're trying, well, if they compete, I guess. For me, I don't think Crumble's all that great, but you know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I'm gonna break off a piece of chocolate chip first.
Oh, they're harder than I expected. Crumble has like flavors of the day and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Guess I should have went with the same one as you.
The chocolate chip is pretty good. I mean, it is what it is. Now, I'm a big fan of the real soft ones. Remember?
Right.
High school, mm-hmm. Those cookies were like barely baked. They were huge, too.
It was just the crust that was like done.
Yeah.
The inside was still partial dough.
You couldn't hold it on one side. It would just sink down. And I love those cookies.
Yeah, we ate like absolute idiots back in mm-hmm. high school.
I'm going to have a Coke and a cookie. That's my lunch.
I had, for me, it was Dr. Pepper and 2 cookies.
Yeah.
But, and my mom always gave me lunch money. She would give me like $15 for the week.
I never got that.
And I remember blowing it all on that crap. And then, sometimes I would get McDonald's for breakfast and go to like the whatever it was. Was it Dollar Menu back then?
Yeah.
and be able to get a sandwich or something. And then after school, I was hungry and needing to get something. It was another fast food item. And then I worked at Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
And it was always eating there.
But you didn't gain weight because, you know, metabolism.
Mm-hmm. So you're having the confetti now. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that one?
It's okay.
I think the chocolate chip's way better.
I agree. Confetti isn't my favorite. Birthday cake confetti ones aren't my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, for what you get, it's not a bad deal, because if you're wanting crumble quality, which I'll say they are a good quality cookie. I wouldn't say they're my favorite. Some of the flavors are better than others. I say this is pretty good. The chocolate chip is much better than this. I was wondering what these are. This just like white chocolate?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're not bad, but I think crumble is typically softer, in my experience.
Yeah. I don't know if they do these in their bakery or if they are shipped in.
Hmm. It's hard to believe that they would actually make these in store unless they're
this one doesn't frozen. Expire till next
week.
Yeah, next Friday. So you got a week on these.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's okay. $5. Yeah. I guess it's worth it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. There's another place similar to Crumble, right? I can't think of what it's called. It's in the St. Louis area.
There's one called Hot Box. I know that.
Maybe that's it.
And they're always hot, the cookies. Oh. They give them to you warm.
That is the one, yeah.
I think they're better.
Yep. There's one. Is that in... it's up there in Dogtown, right? Because I remember going there after Heavy Riff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, those aren't too bad. Well, definitely a chocolate chip.
Actually, I'm digging that one, too. Oh, they're pretty good.
The confetti one?
Mm-hmm. There's a place... Man, what's the other one? I think there's one other cookie place that... maybe that's Hot Box, too. There's that app where you can get... If they're... they'll sell all their stuff at the end of the day for cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what the app is called. But anyway, they let you buy it. They sell like a dozen cookies in that app for a lot cheaper than their normal price.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll sell it all day long. I think they probably have a limit of how many of those, but it's only in that app.
Again, this is the kind of thing, those little specialty stores that didn't exist years ago. Like, there was never a one-off, like, cookie store or cupcake store.
There was bakeries and...
Yeah, but bakeries, they had everything. Mm. It's weird that you can niche down all the way to cookie, and that's your store. I mean, I guess it's no different than, like, an ice cream place, but...
Yeah. But... All I can remember around here is chain ones.
Yeah.
But yeah. Did you watch any of these trailers?
I did. I watched them both, yeah.
So this is interesting. The Coyote vs. Acme, the trailer for that came out. So that originally was scrapped. That movie what was it, 2 years ago or something?
I was going to say, I feel like I've seen some of that before.
They may have pictures... came out, but it was like I think a merger took place and they decided it's cheaper if we just don't release it or whatever. And eventually some other company came in and bought it from Warner Brothers. So to me it looks, you know, it's very Roger Rabbit type Space Jam, where it's the live action and live action and animated on top of combined, each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this movie was actually filmed like several years ago, or the idea for the movie?
No, the movie.
Oh, wow. That'd be crazy to put all your time and effort into a movie and it potentially not even see the light of day.
Let's see. It was... Oh. It was actually... live action filming took place from March to May of 2022. So 4 years ago. I was going to find the...
You know, it's going to be funny because I bet a lot of these actors and actresses are now going to be doing like the tour to talk about the movie. And it's like they're going to have to remember things that happened 4 years ago, and they've probably done multiple projects since then.
Here we go. The November 9, 2023, Warner Brothers officials announced the film was completed, but they would not release it because Warner Brothers Discovery preferred to claim it as a tax loss of about $30 million.
Oh, man.
They also did that with two other movies, Batgirl and Scoob Holiday Haunt.
Those movies never got released?
No. I don't know if Batgirl was completed. This was completed. And there's a video, but I'm sure he's going around talking about it. But the Will Arnett? Yeah.
Forte.
Will Forte. I get the two confused. I don't know. They're just both Wills, and they're both likable people. He was talking about how it was getting great test screenings and all that, and then he finally heard that he was going to get to see it. Well, right before he heard about that they're not going to release it.
Yeah.
And he's like, what?
Oh, man.
Are we still going to see it? He goes, yeah, you'll be able to see it, but it's kind of like a funeral now at this point. And he was watching, he goes, this is so good. Why isn't this being released? And, you know, he couldn't believe it either. So
that is weird.
I hope it's as good as people say. To me, it's a very funny premise. The Roadrunner or Wile E. Coyote is suing the Acme Corporation for always failing and him getting blown up or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it looked good. I'd watch it.
So the other movie, total opposite spectrum.
Yeah, that freaked me out at the very beginning of that trailer.
So the weird thing is, did you know this is a Batman villain?
I did not. I've never heard of this character before.
So Clayface is a Batman villain. It's basically a shapeshifter.
Okay.
You turn into whatever, and he's never this dark. I mean, this looks straight out a horror movie.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was, and then I saw it was DC.
Yeah, and there's no Batman in this. I guess it's just showing it worked with the Joker movies.
Yeah, true.
And the Penguin series, so I guess why not?
Mm, yeah.
So we'll see how this goes, but the trailer is pretty disturbing. It very much, it seems like an actor got some plastic surgery, and it almost seems like either he's addicted to it or it has this side effect where his face is now like a clay face.
Yeah, able to change it.
Yeah.
I couldn't follow like why that happened to him from the trailer.
It doesn't really get, it's real kind of it's a teaser.
Right.
But I don't know. I love Batman. It's one of my favorite characters. But I don't know. This seems a little... A little out there for me.
So you were aware of the character from comic books?
Yeah, and he was in the... Because the Batman the Animated Series, he was in that too.
Hmm. Okay.
So on that, he was an actor. It's probably similar to that. He was an actor who got in a car accident, and then he had to use this like scientific makeup that apparently he got addicted to, and then all of a sudden it started changing his face.
Hmm. So is it, you said shapeshifter, but is he able to like manipulate his face to look like somebody else?
Yes.
Is that kind of the...
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that's what makes him a good actor too.
Yeah.
Turn into anyone.
Yeah.
Oh.
I haven't really been watching a whole lot other than we're continuing with Game of Thrones. I really, really appreciate Game of Thrones. It's funny. You know, again, we've talked about it a few times. It's 15 years old. I mean, it ended in, I think, 2018, something like that. And it's really, like, the scenes and the background and everything, it's just, like, I don't know what the budget, you know, I'll have to do some research one of these days, but the budget for this show must have been just, like, through the roof.
Yeah, and for HBO.
I don't really understand how some of these companies, like, how their budgets work, because, you know, I know, like, Netflix, you pay a monthly subscription, and, you know, that obviously feeds into their production, but they're producing, like, crap tons of content, you know,
yeah,
in every genre or whatever, and like, something like HBO, they don't have that many shows necessarily, but I also don't feel like there's as many people that have a membership or subscription to HBO as there are to Netflix. But there must, I mean, you know, back in the day, and probably still, there must be obviously enough to do these huge, elaborate shows.
I mean, they all are streaming now, but...
That's true. But did they in 2011?
Was that when they had HBO Go? If you had a subscription, then you could watch it on their service. I don't know if you could get the streaming by itself. I think. I may be off on that, but
I know the show was filmed in other countries. I think Croatia was one of the main locations, but just like the massive castles and like all the, literally, it looks like, I'm sure some of it's CGI, but for the time, like, you can't even tell that it's, at least I can't. I'm watching it on, you know, a pretty good television now, but the amount of extras that they had to have for this.
Right.
And the amount of storyline and all the different... It's... I probably sound ridiculous talking about an old show like this, but it's just amazing. I'm always impressed by the production quality of it.
Well, I think also, you know, HBO has been a big name for a long time, and I guess Sopranos really... put a big, you know, I don't know if that didn't, because they always had original content, but mm-hmm. that was one that really made it where it was like, this is movie quality.
Yeah.
This is what this is what I would go to a theater and watch, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I guess more people are willing to pay for that type stuff. And because they've had several other big shows like that. And now... I think the follow-up to Game of Thrones is on Amazon, though, the House of Dragon.
Oh, really? It's
yeah.
It shows it on the HBO app that we
is
have.
Is it?
Yeah, it's on there, too.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong, then. It'd be weird for them to let that go, but that license, but...
I mean, unless it's worth a crap ton of money and it allows them to do other things, but... Yeah, we haven't watched those. There's one that's House of the Dragon, and there's another one that's like the Seven Kingdoms or something like that.
I don't know what I'm thinking on Amazon. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah, you should give that another try.
I need to.
It's a commitment, though.
I mean,
they're long episodes. They're at least an hour long. And
how many episodes of Game of Thrones are there? Didn't we look that up?
Yeah, I think it's 70-something.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, I think it's 75 or something like that. Or 77. Oh, okay. We're still in season 3.
Oh.
But it's good. It's a lot of fun. I mean,
as many times as I've watched Breaking Bad over and over and over, how many episodes of that are there?
I feel like our former co-host, Josh, he used to watch Game of Thrones, didn't he? Is that a show that he talked about?
I think he did, yeah.
And our friend who used to listen to the show quite a bit, Mike
yeah.
He was a fan. And I think George R.R. Martin, he wrote the books that led to the show.
He got to meet him.
He lived out in Santa Fe, and he was a fan. And so I heard a lot about it back in the day, but never thought it was my thing. And Yeah, now and the amount of nudity is unreal. I mean, Lori's always like, this is like porn.
Did you ever see, you'll have to look, there's like a SNL skit. I think it was Andy Samberg as a writer.
Yeah.
So, you know, but then it needs boobs or something. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny how much there is.
Good times. Everyone likes it.
Yeah. That's right. No complaints.
So, I just had this for music. I'm kind of upset about this. I listen to, I get the Sirius XM in my car, and I tend to listen to a channel called Faction Punk.
Yeah.
And it's all like punk music from the 90s to today. So it was kind of nice. I got to hear stuff that you wouldn't hear anywhere else. And also, I get introduced to new things. Oh. And I, you know.
Yeah, that's a plus.
And, well, they replaced it with Green Day Idiot Nation, which there's still some punk in there, but it's a big mix of Green Day-inspired stuff. It's their channel, so there is some punk in there, but then there's, it's not the same, I'll just say that. And I found a channel on their app, and it's like only on their app, called the Skate Shop.
Yeah.
And they play like punk music, ska music, and like hip hop. And it's a good mix, but still it's like, I like the fact that I'm getting some new stuff that and that's like when I love my YouTube music. I like listening to that. But the problem is I get stuff all the time over and over when I
put
it.
Same here.
And I want it to mix it up, the stuff that maybe in that same genre but new. Yeah. And it doesn't really do that. It only does stuff that it's like, oh, you've listened to this, so you definitely like this. So
occasionally, I don't know how it does it or what the setting is, but YouTube music will suggest, or all of a sudden something new will come in there and I'm like, oh, what is this? And I'll get introduced to a band that I haven't heard of. Sometimes it's not even new music, it's just music that
right
I haven't heard.
Yeah, and but it's very rare.
I agree.
I don't know, maybe there's a setting in there that I could say, hey, just show me new stuff, or you know.
Yeah, like refresh my, because I'm like, I've been listening to Def Leppard for like a year. I mean, I was listening to them whenever I was running a lot, and then I went to see them, and I'm like, okay, I don't need to keep hearing Def Leppard like every fifth song. Like, but get off here.
Well, I remember I was in the car with you, and it even played like a Christmas song.
Oh, that was, yeah, that's so annoying.
Was it Seether or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I can't remember this.
War is over. Happy Christmas.
War is over, yeah.
It's
like, come on, man. It's April.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some people still have their Christmas lights up.
That's a great callback.
Yeah. So also speaking of music, so I just got, I was talking about this last episode, the Real Big Fish album from Turn the Radio Off. That, all those albums are turning 30 this year, and it's crazy to me because it's kind of like that was, I guess it was the year of ska music. But I was looking at all the albums that were Goldfinger, Less Than Jake, Real Big Fish, ME330, Voodoo Glow Skulls, and even like the most popular Sublime album, the one that had all the hits. It's all 30 years old. And that makes us feel really old.
Well, and I always wondered too, because I agree with, I mean, that time frame, so 96, was phenomenal when it comes to music. I mean, the majority of the 90s was great. And I don't know if that's just like us talking because that was our era. That was our kind of coming of age era. But I don't know, like, I was thinking about this the other day, like the 60s, I mean, even the 50s, like the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, they all had like their own feel.
Yeah.
And like, what do kids nowadays have? Like, is the feel going to be like when it comes to movies and music and all that, like, are they going to be nostalgic for this kind of stuff? Or is it going to be kind of like tarnished by like just stupid political crap that when we were kids, we would have never even
right
knew existed.
Yeah. I don't know. So I listen to a channel called Alt2K, which is 2000s alternative. And there are some, there's music there, but, and I like a lot of it, but I also feel that it, it borders between the 90s and 2000. It feels very much kind of like the continuation. It doesn't feel like its own thing.
Yeah.
There was no like, boom, this is new, you know, this is...
Well, I feel like...
Unless I'm just too old to know.
In the 2000s, it got kind of a little bit more into like the, I'd call it like aggressive rock. I mean, you had Rage Against Machine before that, but then you got into like Linkin Park and Papa Roach and, you know, some of those bands that really started
to even that's up. Still 90, that's the end of the 90s though too, yeah, you know?
It, kind of a carryover, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was that... it was like a hard rap rock band.
Yeah.
Came out Limp Bizkit and
yep.
Well, that's the only one I can.
I mean, I guess that they were around in the 90s too.
Yeah.
They were at Woodstock and
it was the 90s. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Yeah. We're getting old. So I've been watching this series that came on. It was suggested to me through YouTube. And it's called Game Changers. It's like a documentary series. Each episode had its own little specific video game, either console or video game manufacturer that it highlighted. And have you seen this? Have you watched it?
I don't know if I have. It was, sounds familiar, but...
It was on Prime a couple years ago, I think. But now I'm seeing that on YouTube under like a completely separate name, but so the show is called Game Changers. The first episode that I watched was on Atari, which is episode 3.
And oh, I then, see one on GameCube, John Madden.
Yeah, the one on Nintendo is really good, and the one on Sega. That's the 3 that I've watched. But what I found really interesting, they're pretty well done. It's from like a historical perspective, and it talks about like the chronological timeline of like how things happened for those companies.
Mm-hmm.
What was interesting was, Nintendo has been the Nintendo brand and company has been around for like 100 years.
Yeah, it started as a card company.
Yeah,
in 1800s, I think, right?
Might have been or early 1900s. I can't remember which. And then same for Sega. It was called Service Gaming, I think, and it was originally a company that made slot machines for the military. And they they were actually originally based in Hawaii. That's where it started. And then they kind of partnered with Japan and started selling stuff to them or licensing games to them. And then the slot machines were thought to be like not a good idea. But again, it was another company that's been around for like 100 years. And eventually, you know, they became a console company. And then now they're just a game company. And
right.
Atari was a startup. That was pretty interesting. But like all these people that were responsible for the evolution of gaming basically from Atari through PlayStation are all still alive, and a lot of them are still in some sort of a role with some of these companies, even though they might be pretty darn old at this point.
Yeah.
Some of these guys are like in their 70s and 80s, but it's really cool to see them like tell these stories. And
yeah, that's interesting. I'll have to check it out. Looks like it was on the History Channel at one point.
Oh, really?
Because it says History next to the...
I thought it was on Discovery Plus, but I'm not sure.
History Vault.
Maybe it was... Yeah, so I guess...
Oh, well, wait a minute. There's Game Changers, and then there's...
That's something
Game
else.
Changers Inside the Video Game Wars.
Huh. Something different.
And then I lost whatever.
So I guess, yeah, these weren't originally on Prime, but... they were on. It has kind of like a little bit of a cheesy sort of feel to the documentary style, but they're still
I've watched a few like the Toys That Made Us. I really like that show on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And the Console Wars, that's another documentary similar to this. But yeah, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I like those, that type thing. Mm-hmm. Video game history.
Yep.
Fun.
So,
do you have anything for Shop Talk?
I do,
it looks like we have
topic.
Two lines of
yeah.
four words and really not much of anything for.
Well, what do you got on your bike fixes?
I mean, basically, so I was telling you Millie needed a new bike. We got one from you know, Facebook Marketplace. It's a decent bike. Kent, remember Kent?
Yeah.
That was a big line yeah. back in the day. Sold at Walmart.
Yeah, they're Walmart brand now.
Yeah. I thought that was a big, like, expensive brand or something at the time. Or
well, it's gone up and down. I think recently I watched this mountain biker called Berm Peak, and he knows everything. So he's reviewed the Kent Travail bikes, which are the high-end mountain bikes that Walmart sells at like a discounted price, and they're, I think, really good quality.
Oh.
So I think it's kind of come back.
Huh.
Kent's a better brand now.
Well, it's a BMX bike, and so we brought it home, and it had a few issues. Like, one, the brakes weren't really working too well. It has a hand brakes, and I noticed the front wheel is regular street tire. The back one is more of a bigger mountain bike tire. Well, with that bigger tire in the back, it's got that V brake on the back, and it's got the tire was rubbing on the brake line that goes across.
Oh.
I'm like, well, this is messed up. So I was like, oh, I guess I gotta get a new tire. Well, to save some money, I'm like, well, I wonder if I switch the front with the back, you know?
Yeah.
And I did do that, and it worked out fine, because now that the bigger tire in the front works fine. It doesn't interfere with the brakes, and then the
mm-hmm.
so I was after I got done doing it. Well, here's the thing: I am not what you would call an expert on bike repair at all.
Yeah.
In fact, like, I'm kind of just learning as I had
to
look up a few videos of my own.
Mm-hmm.
But after I was done, I'm like, I wonder if I should have done some sort of video on this, because but I don't know if it's really in our like, what people would watch, but then what is, you know?
Yeah, true.
Because just adjusting the brake handles, you know, there's so much that goes into the brakes,
oh, yeah.
the little knobs and things you have to turn to
mm-hmm.
adjust things. It's not simple.
No, it is pretty complex.
And even watching a few videos, I'm like, now what did he just do? Like, there's barrel connectors and things, but I got it to work. So the problem was, I guess, I was testing it with myself on it,
mm-hmm.
and it takes a lot more to break when I'm on it versus my daughter, with my 8-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
So I just go, well, it feels like it's stopping. Why don't you try it? And she had no, yeah.
Feels about right. You test it.
So she's been happy with it. So
that's good.
And it's a lot nicer because when she first learned, she was on that little tiny bike, and yeah, it looks silly.
So this BMX bike is like a 20 inch, I guess?
20 inch, yeah. And that's, I looked, because I'm like, I wonder what my bike is. Mine's a 20-inch,
yeah.
too, that the BMX that I
yeah.
have.
She could ride that one.
Yeah, she could have, yeah.
Yeah. My fix issue was, I was talking earlier in the conversation about how I have this rental property that I'm working on. And so this is the story of the lady who didn't live at this house for 3 years. And
that's almost the start of... Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
This is a story all about how the lady who didn't stay here for 3 whole years.
Yeah. And So she, I'm kind of in a, I don't know. I'll leave out most of this story because it's kind of like a little frustrating. But anyway, there's some plumbing issues that I've had to resolve that I think are attributed to it being vacant for 3 years and stuff. So anyway, I had to go in and the shutoff valves that are underneath the sink mm-hmm. would not shut off or on. And I could not get any flow to come out of the bathroom faucet. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and remove the two shutoff valves, remove the supply lines, and get a whole new faucet and just eliminate all the possibilities because it was all really old anyway and it was very cheap stuff. But I read online that like if water just sits in pipes without any flow, it loses oxygen and then it like hardens and all the calcium and stuff will back up and that'll cause clogs in all of your, you know, your valves and your all that stuff. So I took it all apart, shut off the water, took it all apart, and I was trying to put on new fittings. And in the process, I loosened, so it has a coupling, like, you know, this is copper pipe and it's sweat together with a fitting for an extension coming out of the wall. And when I hit it with a torch or whatever, I loosened the solder for the fitting that was like inside the wall. Yeah. So then I had a leak that I had to fix so I tore into that, and it has been many, many years since I've done that. Have you ever done that where you solder sweat, or sweat? Pipe. Yeah.
I've done it, but yeah, it's not, I've done it with gas line. Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
And I've done it a few times and I've had success with it, and I kept trying and trying and trying. And it was like, I would get the pipe good and hot and I'd touch the solder to it and it would just like hit and fall off. And I'm like, what is going on?
And you watch videos of people doing it and it just goes perfectly around the seam.
Here's the thing is I knew that you're supposed to clean it. You get like this emery stuff. And I had all that and I'm cleaning it and I'm making sure it's a clean joint where the two pieces coming together. But I totally forgot that there's this stuff called flux.
Flux, yeah. I was just going to look it up. I'm like, what is that stuff you put on?
Yeah.
Flux, yeah.
I'm not kidding you. I spent like 4 hours trying to do this joint, and I was so angry and frustrated. This was like Tuesday. And I went home, and I had told Lori, I'm like, I literally wasted an entire day, and I still have leaks. Like, I would put it all together, and then I'd turn the water on and be like, psst, like these pinhole leaks everywhere. And I'm like, what is going on? And so finally the next day I'm like, man, I'm screwing this up. I turn to YouTube. How do you solder or how do you sweat copper pipes? It's a 1 minute video. I'm like watching it. And he's like, so then I do this. And then I put the flux around it. I'm like, flux.
Yeah. Oh, flux me.
So I put that on there. I mean, I got it done in like 10 minutes after that.
That's with just soldering motherboards and things like that. Electronics, same thing. Use flux.
Really? You have to use that too, huh?
You don't have to, but it makes it a whole lot easier.
Yeah, I guess I don't know how it works or what the chemistry is behind it, but it like pulls in or
kind of binds to it. Yeah. Something. If you use it, you don't have to worry. Like, I always had problems with it. It doesn't go where you want it to go, but that kind of seems to direct it where you want it to go.
Yeah, that's what it does with the copper pipes too. Yeah. Oh yeah, that was my adventure. That was so frustrating. I could not believe how much time I wasted on that. And then it was a very simple fix, so I should have went to YouTube first and instead of relying on my memory of some, because I really haven't done it in.
So in that 4 hours, you didn't like.
I don't know what. I guess I was just like. There was something as I did it the next day. I was remembering something that you had talked about. I can't remember what it was now, but I'm like, I know that we rely on our memory because we're like, I've done this before.
Yeah.
And then there's like something simple that you just completely, I don't know, maybe it was something with your brakes or I don't remember what it was, where it's like you've done it before and been successful. And then you're like, I just know how to do this. And it turns out you miss a very crucial step.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, that's all I had there.
Also, man, my speaking of sinks, we had my kids' sink. Kids are gross. They're Water would just sit in there, and I've tried. I'm like, okay, just get some liquid plum or something, do that. Nothing. So I'm like, okay.
Is this like in your pee trap? It's stuck somewhere down
That's
there?
What I thought, so I pulled that off, and I'm like, well, there's nothing really in here. And then I started feeding a snake through there and cleaning out. I really didn't get anything. Then I went up, and there was like big chunks.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap. So I... pulled out the stopper.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. It was a rat's nest full of like hair, dirt, gunk. I mean, it was just a solid thing. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, that's gross.
And now it, it flows like so easy. I'm like, how is it? 'Cause Millie has long hair, but she's not over the sink and just letting it. Yeah,
that is crazy that it wouldn't.
It's buildup of all their grossness, spitting and whatever in the sink, and
yeah,
I don't know what they're doing in there.
It is crazy how much will build up on your sinks and in your tub as well.
Well, I always yell at Millie because she'll always have toothpaste blobs. I'm like,
oh yeah.
I go, You're obviously not brushing enough if it's coming out still looking like gel, It should be foamy when you spit it out.
Yeah. Landon is going on 21, my youngest son, and his bathroom, we just had this conversation, Lori and I, this morning, like, his bathroom is disgusting.
So it doesn't get better. Oh, great.
Well, I will say, I don't know that you were the biggest or best in your early 20s.
Probably not.
Maybe I wasn't either, but.
No, I was pretty sloppy.
I remember you
having
the tissues all over your room when you had a cold or whatever. I go in your room, I'm like, what happened in here?
I don't know. I still have that.
Your skin's right there.
My nose is constantly running. I don't know. Molly will say the same thing.
But you don't put the tissues on the floor, do you?
No. I don't have a trash can near me, so I'll set it on a nightstand, and then the next morning I'll throw it away.
Oh, that's good.
And she'll go, no, it's there for weeks.
She can chime in here and let us know.
Yeah, I know. She will. Anyway, with that, I guess we have a show.
Yep. And that was good. Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
All right. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you next time.